Good morning. High pressure produced clear skies and light winds overnight across most of interior New York and New England, and a chilly start to the day today with many locations going down to, if not below freezing, and in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Still, other places starting in the mid-30s to lower 40s with a generally clear sky, so that will lead to lots of sunshine today. With high pressure in control, we'll enjoy that sunshine through the afternoon, and with less wind than yesterday, overall it will be much more comfortable and warmer, with readings pushing up through the 50s and into the lower 60s on average. That high will give way off the eastern seaboard overnight tonight, allowing a few clouds to move in during the overnight period. Still, with enough of a clear sky for the first part of the night, temperatures will drop back into the 30s once again for overnight lows. A disturbance working its way toward us from the Great Lakes will produce more clouds tomorrow and eventually some showers. This is just a process to warm things up, though, as high temperatures by tomorrow afternoon will be up around the 70-degree mark. We'll continue to see milder air flow in during the day on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds and a southwesterly wind picking up between 10 and 20 miles per hour, pushing readings up into the lower 70s. We'll pull things back a bit on Friday with a cool front working its way through. We'll be back into the upper 60s with partly sunny skies before we rebound back into the 70s for both weekend days. Now, over the weekend, we'll enjoy plenty of sunshine with high pressure on Saturday, but another disturbance will head our way on Sunday, and that could bring us the chance for some showers, but highs will still be on the mild side. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front will move across the northern plains with strong west to northwest winds in its wake. Winds from 30 to 40 miles per hour will develop across eastern North Dakota and spread into northwest and west central Minnesota by the middle portion of the afternoon. Gusts from 40 to 50 miles per hour are possible across eastern North Dakota and from 35 to 45 miles per hour across northwest and west central Minnesota. A wind advisory is in effect for these areas. And an unseasonably cold air mass remains in place across much of the eastern part of the nation. Many areas from the mid-Atlantic and Appalachians into the northeast are under frost and freeze advisories and warnings. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Hamadan, Iran, at 11 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 16 degrees, with a northwest wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 4 below 0. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 31, 82% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.10 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 16 at Brimson, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 60s, Boston sunny with highs near 60, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the middle 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 50 degrees, the low 35, the average temperature 43, that's 14 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 87 hundredths for the month, which is 54 hundredths below normal, and 8.96 inches for the year, which is 3.62 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 22 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, now 72, that's 56 below normal, and 6,134 for the season, which is 387 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low 46, the record high 93 set in 1900, and the record low 30 in 1996. Sunrise this morning was at 5:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:10 p.m., 14 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and not as cold today, with highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Clear this evening with a few clouds overnight tonight and areas of frost, with lows in the lower to mid-30s, though back into the 20s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and not as cool today, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clear this evening with a few clouds overnight tonight, with lows in the mid-30s to lower 40s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and not as cold today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Clear this evening with a few clouds overnight tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and not as cool today with highs right around 60. Clear this evening with some clouds overnight tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and not as cool today with highs in the lower 60s. Clear this evening with a few clouds overnight tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few scattered showers, especially in the afternoon in the upper 60s, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild on Thursday in the lower 70s, back towards 70 on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, mostly sunny, lower 70s on Saturday, lower 70s on Sunday with a chance of showers, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, and a shower or thunderstorm possible Monday, otherwise partly sunny, with highs back into the middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.